This means that the United States have fully realized that the dispute between Dabeba and Bashagha about the job of prime minister could very easily escalate. The military situation in the greater Tripoli area is extremely tense, with pro-Dabeba and pro-rival prime minister Bashagha forces facing each other. The US is concerned and has a very watchful eye on this. By the way, in the east, in the vicinity of Benghazi-Benina airport, yesterday a recce drone, probably an American one, was shot down by Khalifa Haftar's Libyan National Army. Turkey, which has troops deployed to Libya, is also very worried about an escalation. The deputy director of the Turkish intelligence service warned recently they would defend Tripoli against any armed attack. That's a clear message of warning for Bashagha. However, the Turks consider Bashagha the more unifying figure and support him probably in the background to take over with peaceful means.
The Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation of the Government of National Unity, Naglaa El-Mangoush, and Special Envoy of the Italian Foreign Minister to Libya, Nicola Orlando, agreed on the need to resolve all differences, reject unilateral destabilizing measures, and maintain calm in Libya. What does that mean when all mediations between East and West ended without any compromise?
I would say this means that an entirely new approach must be found for stabilizing Libya. The UN could have a key role in this. After the Shkirat Agreement, the so-called Libya Political Agreement, and Stephanie Williams' Libya Political Dialogue Forum, which brought Abdulhamid Dabeba into power, have failed, an entirely new approach is required. This could be something like a national assembly consisting preferably of all the elected mayors of the municipalities, which are legitimated in their role. The former UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salameh tried something similar in spring 2019. He called it a Libyan National Conference, but the attempt was that time brutally stopped by Khalifa Haftar's attack on Tripoli. Such a national assembly could decide on the re-implementation of Libya's former federalist constitution. It could be amended with a formula for the distribution of the oil revenues, and altogether, this could provide the basis for a stabilization of Libya.
The two sides stressed the urgent need to appoint a new representative of the UN Secretary General to facilitate the political process and reach a constitutional basis that paves the way for holding of elections as the only solution to the crisis in the country. Would the United Nations appoint another advisor for Secretary General in Libya or a new UN Special Envoy?
I expect them to appoint a new special envoy very soon. All the members of the Security Council have already agreed on Abdoulaye Patili, a historian and diplomat from Senegal. Just the Libyan delegation objected his appointment because they were not included in the decision-making process. The UN Secretary General's spokesman stated already that they don't have the right to veto this matter. There are ongoing consultations between the Office of the Secretary General with the Libyan UN delegation on the appointment of Patili, and I guess they will appoint him soon.
So with no progress in reaching a political solution in Libya, what are the possible scenarios?
The first one and most likely one is that Dabeba will continue. This would mean a slow but steady deterioration of the situation. His policy of money gifts will not lead to any structural improvements, and this will probably lead in some months to a violent escalation. The next one would be a military attempt by pro-Bashagha militias to sack Dabeba. This could easily lead to an escalation as it is feared by the United States and Turkey, especially if they are not able to take over very swiftly. If Bashagha is able to take over, we would not see a quick stabilization, but probably elections rather soon. From my point, a new initiative by a new UN special envoy, and you know my advice is to give the National Assembly and the former constitution a chance, is from my point the only one realistic way forward for the country. Libya needs to be stabilized in its parts. And federalism, let me underline this, does not necessarily mean a first step to a breakup. The oil revenues should be the glue keeping the country together.